Ons het die eerste winterryp van die seisoen gehad vanoggend in die suide van Gauteng. Dit sal mooi weer en koel wees oor Gauteng, maar gedeeltelik bewolk oor Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria en Mbombela op na 23, Johannesburg, Gemalaglen en Rustenburg 21, Polokwane, 'n maksimum vandag van 20 grade.
In Fourways op die N1 Noord, ongeluk voor Winnie Mandela Rylaan, alle bane is oop, maar verkeer is baie swaar.
Nog 3 verdagtes is vastgetrek in verband met die ontvoering en verdwyning van joernalis Serin Dlovu en sy lewensmaat Zotwam Dluli. Nasionale polisie sê die 3 verdagtes is in die vroeë oggendure in hegtenis geneem in die Nkwaneng gebied. Dit bring die totale aantal verdagtes nou op 8 te staan. En vandag is Wêreldskemerkelkiedag. 'N Geesdriftige saluut vir die kuns van mengeldrankies en die wêreldskemerkelkie kultuur. Die eerste bekende definisie van die woord skemerkelkie was in 1806 in die Amerikaanse koerant The Balance and Columbian Repository. Van die gewildste skemerkelkies wêreldwyd is die Margarita, die Cosmopolitan en die Mojito.
Mojito, ek is stout vir 'n skemerkelkie.
Wat is dit in Engels, 'n skemerkelkie drankie?
'n cocktail.
Cocktail.
Daar sê.
So, for what it's worth, my gunsteling is a classic martini, maar die een wat moet extra dry.
Oh, the vermouth.
Hou jy van jou nou geroer of geskud?
Weet jy vast. In my skimmerkelkie. Maar met...
Sy ook extra droog.
Daar sy, met 'n stoute olijf of 2.
Oh, groen olijf.
Ach, weet jy wat, ek kom enige kleur, kom ons regs van met my. En Jona?
Ek moet sê vir my, weet toe ek jonger was dit the notorious Long Island Iced Tea.
Die beruchte.
Toe ek jonger
was.
No, I'm sorry.
Toe ek jonger was, maar nou is ek beslis 'n margarita damekie.
Like Long Island Iced Tea is what you have just to fast track matters.
Yeah,
but you have that in happy hours was, you can get 2 for the price of 1 when you're younger.
No, then you're done.
Long Island is for a catch up. Or catching up.
I didn't judge your vermouth martini dry thing.
You could have.
But
you missed the opportunity. So yeah. you are what? You're
margarita girl.
I would say you're like a strawberry daiquiri.
When my younger years.
Oh.
But now, a caipirinha.
Oh, yes.
Well, caipirinha.
Oh, yes, a good caipirinha.
Mojito.
Oh, yes. Whoa. I'm with you.
Sir.
So for me, it's an old fashioned.
Oh, with a little whizzer.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah.
I like.
Very cool. Easy drinking.
Let me not sit here and pretend. Meestal van daar sit oh, like a donker bruis drankie. A beer of ouder. Enough about that. Oh, and then the bar song is also coming up. We're setting a tone. What's happening in the sport?
Yeah, a lot happening in the sport. Starting here at home, Orlando Pirates confirming that Jose Rivera's final match in charge of the team will be tonight against Golden Arrows. And he's reportedly said to become the highest paid head coach on the African continent. And Pirates announced yesterday that they'd granted the Spaniard early release. And reports suggest he's currently on his way to North Africa to discuss terms with Egyptian giants Al Ahly. South Africa's juniors booked their place in the semi-finals of the Under-20 Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt yesterday with a thrilling 1-0 extra time victory over the Democratic Republic of Congo.
South Africa are into the last 4 of the CAF Under-20 Africa Cup of Nations. Raymond Ndaka and his Amajita boys have achieved their first objective.
Yeah, because it also means they've secured participation in the 2025 Under-20 World Cup in Chile. They'll join Egypt, Nigeria and Morocco in the semifinals of the current tournament. And someone has worked out just how much Kagiso Rabada's ban has cost him. The Proteas fast bowler served a month-long ban after testing positive for a recreational substance, and it's been really costly for KG. He's suffered an estimated loss of 23 million rand before tax. It's also cost Cricket South Africa around 4.6 million rand, and that's because CSA gets a 20% share of